Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Cole Christensen, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Victor India Kilo, / VK4, VIK. Sad news is that Cole, VK4, VIK, lost his battle with cancer in Townsville University Hospital Wednesday, July 23. Cole hailed from the Charters Towers city suburb, Broughton, and had been under treatment in Charters Towers and Townsville for 14 months, often shuttling from medical treatment in the Big Smoke back to his beloved workshop and radio shack. Born in the era of thermionic devices, introduction of TV, development of semiconductors, humans on the moon, digital electronics and communications, Cole put his hand to the lot. Growing up in Western Queensland and having a good mind in working things out, at one time he ran a television repair service in Western Queensland, amongst the many other handy things he did to make a living. Having had a heap of experience with land station and CB radio comms, he decided to get into amateur radio, being one of the first successful remote candidates in Queensland under the AMC assessment system, and obtained his foundation callsign in March 2020. He joined the Townsville Amateur Radio Club in April 2020 and had already built some experimental antennas for HF and VHF, enjoying being a regular on the HF and VHF nets and the occasional DX. Cole saw the benefits of a portable VoIP node for when propagation conditions were poor, so, with a little help from Glenn, VK4GDN in Charters Towers, and Peter, VK4PQ in Townsville, built up and programmed a portable All-Star Link node, which he used regularly until his longer hospital stays kept him away from Broughton. While good health prevailed, Cole was involved with the local church, the local men's shed organisation, and kept his firearm skills up to date with participation in local pistol club tournaments. Regional hams will miss the regular reports from Cole and will mourn the loss of someone who, despite age, made good use of technology from heritage to the bleeding edge. Vale Cole Christensen, VK4FVIK, VK4VIK, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and this is our bit for Q News for the week of 27th of July. With the club's AGM coming up, now is when we need to remind everyone that it's also membership renewal time. Technically, all memberships expire at the end of June, but we've been holding back sending the renewal reminder because we've been working towards a big improvement in our membership process. And it's time for some exciting news. By the time you hear this, a new online system will be in place to allow membership applications and renewals to be fully completed online using any device that supports a browser. To get going, just go to the club website and click the Join Our Club button on the homepage. You'll be taken to the new system where everything happens online. Have a quick read of the notes on the first page, click on the Register Now button and fill in the form. Simples. We ask the same questions as the old paper form, but with better navigation. Once you've answered the questions and provided the needed information, you can pay by credit card or PayPal, which includes a Pay in 4 option or GPay. Unless you've been at the management end of a membership system, you probably don't realise how much work it takes to manage memberships and keep records that comply with typical association rules. Our new approach will take a lot of the strain out of data collection. It's secure and compliant with legislation, and most importantly, it's really quick. Typically, from start to finish, it's under 5 minutes to do an application, and then it's done. And to encourage you a bit further to get in quickly, two reminders. One, we've already discussed that a membership fee motion will be on the AGM agenda, and the fees need to rise so that the club can continue effectively. But until the AGM, the fees are at the current rates. And two, as a special incentive to either join for the first time or come back from the wilderness if your membership has been lapsed for a few years, we're offering a special discount rate that will be $20 less than after the AGM. So get in now, help the club progress and save a mozza at the same time. Such a deal. The AGM is slated for Tuesday the 19th of August. Make sure that date is in your diary and note that it will be an in-person meeting in Toowoomba. Other dates for the diary, our next member meeting will be held on Monday the 11th of August at the Victory Street Scout Hall and online, and it'll be a show and tell, quick topic and natter night. We're interested to see if we can make this work so that all our remote members get a decent go. More information on that next week. And the Bunnings Barbecue Fundraiser is coming up on Sunday the 17th. We're still looking for a few more people to help, and we need to ensure that everyone is trained. If you're available for a few hours to help on the day, let us know ASAP. If you have questions, you want to make contact, you missed something, send email to secretary@ddrci.org.au or use the contact form on the website, which is ddrci.org.au. Until next week, thanks for listening. Do the callbacks so that we know you listened. That's the ham equivalent of a like, and it's just as noisy as ringing the bell. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The world is really a dynamic place in which we live. Take technology and the developments that are being reported almost daily. Regardless of the politics surrounding climate change, the market forces of industry are driving changes to how things are done. For instance, take the popular mode of personal transport, the motor car. Over the years, the body shape and materials used in construction have changed, and the internal combustion engine has been developed to try and keep the air we breathe cleaner than it had been allowed to go. Now, the almost fetished single-minded goal of some acolytes has been the development and promotion of electric motive power, the EV, famed for materials that may self-combust. What we seem to hear less of is the various alternatives, such as engines running on various hydrogen-based chemistry, the choice of other battery materials to increase the range of EVs and hopefully prevent the disasters of self-immolation from the lithium-based early technology. Here is something that is happening as we live and breathe, and we can be the interested spectators and take part in the choices that may select which items or technologies survive to contest the most green solution to pollution. Why am I talking about motor cars when we are promoting and enjoying amateur radio? Well, it is simply to demonstrate that there are many things happening in the world around us which are interesting, and when we get to thinking about technical talks, we have such a variety of subjects to explore. When we engage a speaker, it may be one of our fellows or a stranger to our club, but it is certain they have a favourite topic. They will be able to illustrate the subject in an enjoyable manner. Just because we like to hide behind the nerdy electronics banner should not mean that is the only area that can be discussed. Hams are well known for having a broad range of interests, and expanding the personal knowledge base with a good presentation sets the ground for further thinking. What I can hope we all can do is keep doing things which tickle the interest in more areas of technology and science at the hobbyist level. We don't have to be tied to just history subjects directly related to amateur radio, and we don't have to be bamboozled by technical detail that sails over our heads. There's the happy medium where learning and entertainment can live together. There's the possibility that something picked up during a talk and Q&A can provide the answer to a matter that you hadn't found the answer for. We can all live in hope of a good time with our fellow enthusiasts. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.